Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Steve Carell plays a famous magician who discovers it's tough to stay on top of the heap in Las Vegas as he gets some bad news from casino owner James Gandolfini in the incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Your ticket sales suck.
What?
Steve Gregg, they're calling him the future of magic.
This guy's a magician. He doesn't even have a costume.
That rival is played by Jim Carrey as a wild, masochistic, insanely intense street magician who gets attention by burning himself through coals and putting spikes in his skull.
What you do is not magic.
It's natural for a dying leaf to be frightened by the autumn wind. Your skin makes me cry.
You need to do something fresh.
We need some sort of grand illusion.
You and Burt Wonderstone plan to stay in the box an entire week?
This is the best trick ever!
And this is far from the best movie ever, or even the kind of sympathetic comedy you'd expect from Steve Carell. Olivia Wilde plays his long-suffering beautiful assistant, and Alan Arkin steals every scene he's in, as the great magician of the past who originally inspired Burt. But the pacing is slow, the laughs are scarce and intermittent, and the story arc about a famous guy who has to lose his career in order to find himself is simultaneously tired and tawdry. It's rated PG-13, but tending toward R, with some fairly graphic sexual material and partial nudity. 2 stars for the incredible Burt Wonderstone, which would be more appropriately titled The Barely Adequate Burt Wonderstone.